as much as you try to, you know, get these Warriors to take their level so far up, you can't. You can't, man, because, you know, what people have to understand about this preseason is this is our life, you know, like this is our life, and to basically do it and it's for nothing, it's not an exciting thing, you know what I'm saying? You just have to be mature enough to, you know, channel your mind, you know, not to go out there and say, oh, it's preseason, so I'm going to be, you know, lackadaisical. You have to, you know, your button has to come on, but you know it's not who you really are, because who you really are is why you really train. And you really train to go out there and hopefully make plays that when it really counts.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Bud Light. Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net, is with us as well. Ray Lewis talking about the preseason NFL style. And, you know, these guys, Ray Lewis, 31 years old, Todd Helmick, not trying to get hurt in a meaningless game.
You know, what I found out when you play not to get hurt, that's when you get hurt. But that was our Eyes of Texas coming out there with the fight song after Ray Lewis. And why not Texas this year, Bob, the defending national champion? That would be the question, and it all has to do with
quarterback.
Yeah, no Vince Young. We've got two young
lost some serious starters defensively, too.
They did. They lost some, but they've got a lot back as well. Michael Griffin. Look at their front line for Texas, defensive line. Brian Robinson, Robeson, Frank Oakham, Tim Crowder. These are all Americans with us. I mean, they're pretty well stacked, but here's the point I want to make to people. At NationalChamps.net, our unit rankings, offensive line and defensive line, Texas had the number one unit with us. If it starts up front, as Football 101 says in the basics, this team is stacked. So with that said, I want everyone to watch out for Jamal Charles, the running back for Texas, a true sophomore. He was the Big 12 Rookie of the Year last year, blazing speed. With no quarterback one that hasn't taken many snaps. Jamal Charles right, Jamal Charles left with a great offensive line. He could be a severe dark horse Heisman candidate jumping out of nowhere.
You lose Vince Young, the ultimate playmaker, from your national championship offense. Ramones Taylor's gone, 15 touchdowns. How do you replace these guys? Who comes in at quarterback for Texas and at least gives them some competent play? And will they be asked to make plays? At some point, your quarterback, Todd Helmick, has to make a play.
They have to. There's two of them. They're both freshmen. Colt McCoy, the great Texas name.
That certainly is a Texas name.
Jevon Snead. I'm going to go on a limb and say McCoy is your starter, but I predict that you're going to see both in crucial situations, much like we've seen in the past, whether it was Major Applewhite or the Sims kid. You're going to see both get some playing time. And, you know, I think these guys are going to be excellent quarterbacks. It's just the fact that they haven't played any snaps at the college level yet. And Colt McCoy, he's a pocket passer, decent speed. I think he can be a good proven leader, and he's learning quickly from what I understand. And I think Colt's going to remind a lot of people of Major Applewhite. And like I said, I predict him to be the starter. But when Mac Brown breaking in a new quarterback, what's the early season schedule going to give him? Wow, you know, that second week Ohio State comes into Austin with one of the biggest ramifications nationally you can have in terms of the championship.
But isn't it better to play that game in September as opposed to playing it in November?
It is, because like Danny Sheridan said when he came on our show this week, it's better to lose early than lose late. Most of the time.
You're 11-0. 12-0, whatever, you're in your conference championship game and you lose, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed unless you're Florida of 96 and get beat in the last game versus Florida State.
That is
and
correct.
Then get to play them again in the next game in the Sugar Bowl.
Well, the landscape was a little different back then, Todd.
Well, I understand that.
You guys, and we're going to make our official predictions. Rob and Jeremy, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, they've made their picks. So you have them at nationalchamps.net, Texas Longhorns defending champs, number two. Why wouldn't they win the title? Is it because of the Ohio State game and the changes at quarterback, losing the Michael Huffs of the world? If you had to pin one reason, what would it be?
Quarterback.
That's
the number one
Simple
issue.
As that.
Yep. If Vince Young had come back.
If they get Chris Sims.
They'd have gathered every single number one vote if Vince Young had come back.
If they get Chris Sims quality play at quarterback, are they competing for a national
they
championship?
They can compete for a national championship. The schedule, not easy, but the Ohio State game's at home. if they win that one, look out. They could easily make the title game. The Oklahoma game, as usual, the first week of October in Dallas, that Red River rivalry. Now with Rhett Bomar out for the Sooners, they can win that game. And from there, but I tell you what, though, they've got two games. I hate to keep harping schedule, but Texas has two games back-to-back at Nebraska, at Texas Tech. Those teams can beat Texas. So I could see Texas beating some of the top 10 teams, like I just mentioned, Ohio State, Oklahoma, but then get beat by somebody they should, they shouldn't lose.
All right, I'm going to try to play Columbo here, and you're going to do your official prediction later on in the program. You have Notre Dame 1, Texas 2. Should I just state the obvious here?
What are you trying to state there?
Or is there that Notre Dame and Texas are going to be playing for the national championship?
No.
According to you?
No, because I do something different with our top 25 poll. You cannot look at schedules when putting a preseason poll together. Now, if you're going to ask me, can you tell me how teams will finish at the end of the year, give me that poll. Fine, but that's completely different than where they should start. Why should you reward a team in the preseason for a weak schedule, and why should you penalize and do the opposite, penalize someone for a tough schedule? WU is going to make that case this year. Everyone picking WU to run the table, possibly.
Number 6 in SI, you guys have him number 6 as well.
That's correct. It's a one-game season, Louisville, although I say watch out. WU is going down to Starkville to play Sylvester Croom's Mississippi State team. They're going to find out, traveling in the SEC like that on the road, that could be a shocker right there.
But Mississippi State hasn't exactly been beating up everyone over the last couple years.
Mississippi State gets beat in the SEC against the big SEC teams, but notice it's always 13-6. They get beat by Auburn 21-10. They're close games where, gosh, a fumble here or there, a break here and there. Next thing you know, man, you're sweating out the fourth quarter. But I'll say this about West Virginia, any WU fans out there. Yes, could you play in like the SEC? All right, yes, you beat Georgia last year, the SEC champ.
Handily.
In their backyard, in Atlanta, in the Sugar Bowl. No, it wasn't handily.
Well, offensively, they were unstoppable.
It was 28-0 to start the game. Georgia comes back. It's down the stretch, it was tight. A fake punt by West Virginia kind of put the game in their hands. But here's my point.
They sent a message.
Yes, yeah. West Virginia could beat anyone in the SEC, but they can't line up and beat five of those SEC teams in a seven-week span. They could not survive the grindstone, but any given day, they can play with anyone in the SEC, Ken W.
So you're telling me that if LSU played West Virginia's schedule, they'd go undefeated and be playing for the national championship?
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yes.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST. It's the Bob Haney Show brought to you by Bud Light. Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net, is with us. We're doing our college football preview here for the next 50 minutes. Joining us now, analyst, former coach, Mr. Terry Bowden. Terry, how are you?
Doing great. I'm driving from Tampa to Orlando, so you got me on a cell phone. So let's hope this thing works.
It'll work well, Terry. We appreciate your time here. And I know we're here to talk college football, but, you know, Musa Smith coming back from a pretty bad injury, now contributing here for the Baltimore Ravens. When Musa was coming out of Georgia, did you expect this guy to be a difference maker maybe at the NFL level?
Who'd you say?
Musa Smith.
Running back out of Georgia.
Musa Smith. Oh, you know what? Yeah, the mutant. You know, I never knew he was that good. Now, Musa was at Florida, Georgia, and I watched him play. I thought he'd be decent, but I never knew he would be such an impact player, type of player in the NFL. They have so many backs at Georgia right now. They go through great backs, and most of the time you've got to be a running back by committee there. But they have a lot of great ones over there right now, and they did then.
Hey, Terry, preseason folks this year, pegging Clemson to make somewhat of a splash with front runner Florida State in that ACC Atlantic Division. Can you give us some insight into the Clemson Florida State game this year in Tallahassee? Some X's and on the X's and O's part and player personnel. Can Clemson beat them again?
You know what? I mean, Clemson is getting a lot of recognition this year. They're getting a lot of puff. And I think this is my brother's best team. And I think they do have a chance to contend for the ACC title. But when you look at position by position and look at the talent, it still should be Miami, Florida State to play ACC. They should play for it. Now, can Clemson beat Florida State? Yeah, they can. Clemson is playing outstanding defense right now, and they really like their new quarterback, Will Proctor. He does a great job. I will say this. Clemson needs to have some more big plays out of their offense. It'll probably take a couple like that against Florida State.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST. Terry Bowdick joining us on the program. Todd Helmick, nationalchamps.net, is with us as well. ACC, going to be a deep conference, a balanced conference, maybe no elite team, Terry. But right now, what is the best conference going into the college football season?
You know, I mean, if you look, you know, I look at last year's draft, and I wrote an article on this for Yahoo Sports, if anybody wants to look at it. Look at the NFL draft last year. The ACC had 51 players drafted. The next closest conference was the Big Ten with 41, 10 less players. The ACC had 7 of the top 15 players drafted, had the number one draft pick. But it's really year to year, because this year I don't think the ACC is the best. I think Maryland's recovering, and Georgia Tech's not quite as good. Florida State and Miami are not the national championship caliber teams. And so I really think right now, this year, I like the SEC. I look at the SEC, and I see Auburn, I see LSU, and Alabama on the west. I see Florida, Georgia, Tennessee on the east. You throw in Arkansas and South Carolina as guys that can knock you off. So I like the SEC this year to have the most top 10 level teams.
Terry, I played for your father, Bobby, at Florida State when we started our great run there in the late 80s, which, by the way, your father said on the show his 87 team was his best ever. Thank you. But I can tell you firsthand the queasiness I get in my stomach.
Not as sick as he is right now.
I
think his car got blown off the highway.
I get sick in my stomach, and I get queasy when that Miami-Florida State game comes out. It's like you get your heart ripped out so many times from the wide rights and wide lefts with Florida State, Miami. So you just got this bad feeling going into that game. So I'm thinking, what – I've told you before, I don't like that game being on Labor Day, the first game of the year. I'd like to see them hit their stride, have all their athletes away from the suspensions and everything. So
let me ask you this, and Paul Feinbaum said this earlier, that Bobby Bowden is no longer capable of winning a national championship. What did he mean by that?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's more than Bobby, because Bobby doesn't call the X's and O's anymore. He doesn't do much other than manage the team pretty much, I would say. But I would say Florida State, they've had issues running the ball. They had issues with injuries on the offensive line last year, which hurt that running game. So, again, Miami, Florida State, I don't like that game being the first game of the year.
Neither does Tommy Bowden, because he – or who? Which one?
Terry
Bowden, because he just hung up again.
Keep losing him. He's on a sell.
All right, Terry Bowden, we know his history.
He's
Clemson,
a busy man,
not Clemson. He was at Auburn, and they were undefeated, on probation. Now an analyst writes for Yahoo.com. At least, hey, Ray, when you call him back for the 17th time, just get his prediction for the national championship.
Yeah, just ask who's playing for it all.
Now, when he says that Bobby Bowden is not capable, does he mean from a coaching standpoint? He's not on top of things.
He doesn't
anymore.
Call the X's and O's, and I've got issues with the coaches he's surrounding himself with. He lost Chuck Amata, went to NC State. He loses Mark Richt, the coach, to Georgia. He loses some other guys, and he replaces him from within because of loyalty. Guys that weren't ready for that to take over such a big-time program. Plus, ACC parity is here. It's not like the early – all through the 90s when Florida State never lost a game, basically. It's not like that anymore. So he's found it more difficult schedule-wise and losing coaches. And I think that's the big issue.